we went to Tenerife. But before we went to Tenerife, I fell over in Maryhill, and at the time my foot swelled up. So I went to, on a Saturday, I went to the general, I went to Selly Oak to the accident, an emergency, and they said that I had sprained my ankle. So I said, well, it's rather swollen. I'm a diabetic. Are you sure? So she said, yes, it's a sprain. I said, well, would you mind if I ask for an X-ray? So I had an X-ray and she looked at it and she said, oh, no, it's still a sprain. So I said, okay, because I said, I'm going on holiday on Tuesday to Tenerife. So off I went. And I don't know how, but fortunately, we spent most of the time around the pool. We didn't do a lot of walking. And then on the last day, we were packing and I sat on the bed. And when I got up, I couldn't stand on the foot. It had completely broken. And it was actually, it was really, really frightening because it had actually lopsided and gone over on the side and I couldn't straighten it to put my sole on the floor. Well, fortunately, there was a doctor in the hotel. So he came in and he said, well, you've broken it. So he said, take you to the hospital. So they sent for an ambulance. I went into hospital in Tenerife and it was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. They had people there that spoke English, but it wasn't very good English. And they finally operated and I'd broken it twice in two places. So they put a plate in it. But I was in there for 10 days and I couldn't get them to understand diabetes. I was on a level of 20 most of the time and I was supposed to be on 5 to 6, you know, quite low. And I couldn't get them to understand that I needed to be lower because being on 20 was making me really, really sick and it was making me bad. And Tony came every day, looked after me. I mean, I was that ill at one stage. He was emptying my bedpans for me, washing me, taking me to the loo when I started to feel a bit better. He really was tremendous. And then they gave me permission to fly home because